Today, we celebrate New Year's Sunday and the Epiphany of the Lord Sunday. The Epiphany is a Christian celebration of the revelation of God, the Son, as a human being in Jesus Christ. It's a commemoration of the visit of the Magi, also known as wise men, to the child Christ with their gifts. Let me share a story with you, a story of a king, Balkhi, now northern Afghanistan, named Ibrahim ibn Adam. Ibrahim was wealthy according to every earthly measure. At the same time, however, he sincerely and restlessly strove to be wealthy spiritually as well. One night, the king was roused from sleep by a fearful stumping on the roof above his bed. Alarmed, he shouted, "Who's there?" "A friend," came the reply from the roof. "I've lost my camel." Ibrahim thought it was so foolish and screamed, "You fool! Are you looking for a camel on the roof?" Then the voice from the roof answered, "You fool! Are you looking for God in silk clothing and lying on a golden bed?" The story goes on. According to Jesuit theologian Walter G. Burghardt, to tell how these simple words filled the king with such terror that he arose from his sleep to become a most remarkable saint. The camel on the roof raises the Epiphany question. Where are you looking for God? This compelling question of life properly stands at the beginning of a new year. Each text for this morning is a camel on the roof reminder that God is not to be found where the world's princes and powers reside. Each text calls us to be like the king's friend, willing to make a fool of ourselves, asking the camel on the roof question to a world busy seeking God in all the wrong places, willing to rouse the world with the message of arise, shine, for your light has come. Isaiah 61 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Let me share with you another camel story. Some of you may already have heard this famous Arabic story called 17 Camels. This story tells of a Mohammedan who died and left his 17 camels to be divided among his three sons. Listen carefully. 17 camels and three sons. According to his will, one was to receive 1/9, one was to get 1/2, and the third son was to inherit 1/3 of the camels. 17 camels, however, are not evenly divided by three. Hence, the three sons argued long and loud about what to do. Can you solve this problem? Oh, no, you showed too early. Okay, in desperation, they agreed to let a certain wise man decide for them. He was seated in front of his tent with his own camel stake out back. After hearing the case, the wise man took his own camel and added it to the other 17 camels. He then took 1/9 of the 18, two camels. To another, he gave 1/2, or 9 camels. To the third, he gave 1/3, or 6 camels. On top of it all, he still had his own camel left. So the wise man went back home with his own camel, and everyone was happy. Many of us try to find God and solve the problems of life by logical, calculating schemes that ensure we receive our share. But God is to be found in receiving, not grasping, in giving, not claiming our right. This morning's two texts from Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew both talk about shining the light through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. As God's people, as God's Christ's disciples, we may be fools of the world, having a light to shine in the darkness. To the worldly standard, we are considered as foolish people. Don't be surprised. Apostle Paul already said in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." However, as we turn over a new year, one thing is sure. More and more people are trying to find a way to God by climbing the ladders of success and power and respectability. In these days of the 21st century, the pursuit of money and power has become one of the most powerful mystery religions ever to show its face in the history of humanity. This makes it all the more imperative that the Epiphany news is that God is found in incarnation, in the humility of a birth in a stable. Christians are called to offer a ministry of light and a message of illumination to those in power. The late American theologian Carl F. H. Henry once wrote, quote, "The divine mandate is to beam light, sprinkle salt, knead heaven, leaven into the otherwise hopeless world." And what is the message of Epiphany? Arise, shine, for your light has come. For what direction does it come? Not from economics or wealth of nations, not from education or the wisdom of the world, not from science or technology. The Magi point us to where the world's best hope, the world's only salvation comes. Christ came to us, born in the humble manger, shown to the shepherds. This means Christ came to the world to love everyone, especially including those who are living in the bottom of the society. Christ loved us, to the lonely and lonely people, to the least and the lost. Christ is our ultimate friend who sacrificed his life for all of us. He even experienced the worst and the most horrible human fear on the cross. Christ, however, rose again to give us life and to commission us to the world. Christ calls us to go make disciples of all nations. Go to everywhere where God's name needs to be claimed, where God's good news needs to be preached, where Christ's love needs to be shared. The wise men came all the way from afar They were seekers. In their whole lives, they were searching for the truth. They were inquiring their minds on the meaning of a spiritual life. When they found the truth, the birth of Messiah, they followed the star of Christ. They risked everything in their lives. Why? It was worth everything. Verse 11 from Matthew, on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord today and this week, as these wise men were seeking the Messiah, taking risk to see the newborn king and bringing their gifts to the Savior of the world, and as we begin our new year, 2020, let us follow the star of Jesus Christ in our lives faithfully. Let us not be distracted by anything else. I guarantee that your life will never be the same. Thanks be to God. Amen.